Really awesome day for both squads, for Boston University cross country. And the men started out the day. Not only did they take home the team win, which was really exciting, but we saw a huge day from Rob Hannon. Battled for the win, came home second in his first cross country race in almost 2 years. He's kind of had some struggles, and it's really cool to see him overcoming those and running at his best. He PR'd by over a minute today over the 8K distance, and he's really starting to establish himself as someone towards the front of our group, and it's been a really long journey for him, so that was cool to see. And he was followed closely by Mike Hagan, as well as Alex Brown, all three guys finishing in the top six, helping to secure a team win, which was really the goal we came in today. Wanted to get our feet wet, got some new people into the mix running the first time this season. And goal was run at the front, get the win, and we got that done. So great day for the men. On the women's side, very similar story. But again, kind of that youth movement we've been seeing. Once again, we had a number of first years leading the way, kind of highlighted by Hannah Prosser making her Boston University debut, and a pretty incredible debut that it was. She ran 16:20, which we believe is a course record, won the race by over a minute, and that's one of the fastest times in BU history. She's really establishing herself right away as someone that the Patriot League is going to have to contend with, and we're hopeful over the long term someone the NCAA is going to be contending with. And she was followed by Molly Kiley, came home third overall. Another great run from her, another personal best, which we love to see early in the season. Abby Waddington came in next for us, and then followed by Kelly Jones. So really cool to see four first years leading the way. We had some returners not far behind, kind of rounding out that scoring group. So we're really excited. Great spot. We're looking forward to, in 2 weeks, getting the full squad going at Paul Short, where, you know, on the women's side, we'll add in Vera and Daisy, along with a few others. On the men's side, Parker, Freddie, Foster, along with a few others there. And really get a sense of what does this squad look like? What are the things that they're going to be capable of doing? And we're really excited. We think we've got two really good teams, and we're looking forward to what's to come.